Soon, Karen Thompson turned the piece of paper over, searching for anything else. Nothing. Just one word. Soon. She looked again at the envelope. Nothing was there, except her name and address, neatly printed in block letters, like it was stenciled. No return address, and the postmark was unreadable. Treating it like trash, she threw it away and forgot about it, at least until the next one came. I am coming. Like the one before, nothing else. Karen wondered which of her friends was pulling this prank. This would be like one of them. After all, no one else had her address. Her bills did not even come here, all going to a P.O. box. That was the first thing she had learned after her first novel was published. Fans, as much as you enjoy having them, can be very annoying, especially when they invade your personal life. Looking back at the three words, her gut tightened. Instinct told her that maybe this was not a friend. She took the letter and put it into a manila envelope. She would wait and see what happens. The time is near. As Karen looked at this one, her first thought was maybe some local Jesus freak was harassing her. After all, the locals do know her address. For all she knew, it could be the postman himself. Her instincts once again told her this wasn't the case. She put this one with the previous one in the envelope and dismissed it from her mind. Almost there.